it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of having their names mentioned. Well, exhale, babies. It ain't going to happen. It's all about radio on the go. There are various different devices, platforms, and ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Nobody better to tell you about it than Joe Spano, but hell, he's off today, so I'm going to tell you about it. No matter what device you have, whether it's an iPhone, whether it's an Android, whether you have a tablet or you're sitting at work on your laptop or you're doing a little work at the local coffee shop or whatever the circumstances are, you want to grab you some Spano and Black, and that's the name of the game. So you click on our Listen Live button on the website, and there you are. But all the various different platforms are also available as well. And whether you're talking about iHeart or TuneIn or Stitcher, they're all there for you, and they're all available. You can get live programming. If there's a particular interview that you lost, well, you know something, check it out. You can research it. And there we are. It's there. They also have the Listen Live capacity as well. So anytime you're looking for radio on the go, and specifically the Spano and Black Attack, or specifically the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, it's right there for you, no matter what device, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. Most important for us is the American Forces Radio Network. And, you know, we've established a long relationship with them, starting with the Jefe. Joe and I have been going to Army and Navy now for a couple of years. It's an amazing experience. These guys and girls are absolutely incredible. They serve us. They protect us. They give us the freedoms to do what we do in this country, and specifically for Joe and I to sit here and talk about it. So we love them. I hope they love us right back. We'll be back right after this short time out to set the table. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Well, indeed we are. We're talking here. Bob Black, Joe's off today at Bob Black 71. Of course, at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast, making sure it all stays on the air. Nice to have him here on this St. Patrick's Day, or as Ezekiel Elliott likes to put it, Aaron Gobralis. And, you know, look, it's a fun day. Make sure you do the right thing. If you're tanking up, which many people do on this day, well, just make sure you get a ride home or you're within walking. You know the drill. You don't have to be lectured about it, but there's some really stupid people out there. So pay attention. You know, if you're on the road, just if you have to travel today, watch out for the dummies, and there's going to be plenty of them out there. And if you're dumb enough to drink and drive, well, be prepared for the consequences, because that's what's going to happen to you as you're heading on home from your local establishment. But there's plenty of fun out there, plenty of parades. It's cold here in New York, but it looks like it's going to be a rainless St. Patrick's Day parade. And no matter where you are around the country, if you're celebrating, enjoy it in the spirit of the Irish and have some Irish spirits. So that's it. We'll set the table. It's all about basketball today. And first-round games, a couple of minor upsets, minor glitches as well, and my bracket is kind of blown to hell in one series, in one aspect of it, but all my Final Four are intact, considering I went chalk this year, which is a rarity for me. For those of you who follow the show and you understand the fact that I rarely go chalk, and I'm pretty good at picking the winners in this particular thing, but this year for me, it's North Carolina. And they'll get into action tonight. But the defending champions, Villanova, got into gear yesterday. And considering the slow start that they had, they came along and they blew out by 20 St. Mary's. And, you know, that's all good. It was a tight game for a little while. and I guess we should go in sequential order. Notre Dame opened it up. 26-9 Notre Dame going up against 23-7 Princeton, and a 6-point lead at halftime, and it looked like Notre Dame was taking control of the basketball game, but lo and behold, Princeton outscores them 28-24 in the second half to make it really tight, and Notre Dame hangs on for the 60-58 victory, and it went exactly like we thought it was going to. Princeton is a more athletic basketball team than you thought they were going to be. And they showed. White said 15 points. He's their best player. Stevens and Cook chipped in as well. And look, guys like Bonzi Colson and Farrell and Festuria, they all did their job for Notre Dame. But Princeton controlled tempo. They slowed it down. Notre Dame can play either kind of game. They can get up and down the court or slow it down with you. They were fortunate enough to hold on in a slowdown game for the 60-58 victory. Now, you know, Princeton had their opportunities. Devin Kennedy missed a three-pointer right before the final horn, and man, he was wide open. And Festuria grabbed the board and got fouled, and that was the end of it. But, you know, here it was. Notre Dame was up 11 at about, I want to say the five-minute mark in on the second half, but they gave it all back and they tightened up. And this is, you know, if you're a Mike Bray coach team, sometimes this goes on. And I, for whatever reason, I'm never a big believer in Notre Dame when it comes to basketball. They always seem to play well in the regular season. They do well in their conference. They get into the tournament. They're usually good for a game, maybe two games, and then all of a sudden, boom, they get run over by somebody. And I'm anticipating that in this particular tournament. Princeton gave them a scare. Maybe that wakes them up. But Notre Dame played within the tempo. Like I said, Vastoria, nice job with him. 10 points, 8 boards. Ball got distributed. Farrell got moved the ball around. I mean, it worked for Notre Dame. It certainly worked for Princeton. White's did a hell of a job for them. Like I said, Cook and Stevens chiming in as well. They don't go particularly deep, which is one of their issues as well, but they did get a little production off the bench in Bell, in Andre Amir Bell. And look, if you're Princeton, there's no such thing as moral victories anymore. You want to go in there and you want to win a game. And as you could see from the first round of the tournament, anybody can beat anybody pretty much on any given day. We haven't had the 116 victory yet. But as we say each and every year, it is going to happen some year. Some people think it can happen this year with Gonzaga. I'm not one of them. But, you know, look, if you're looking at your teams and you're looking to go for an underdog, guess what? You know, the opportunity is there. And Gonzaga took care of their business, you know, so it's not going to happen this year with them. And, you know, again, look, if you're a 16 seed, yeah, you're happy to be in. But the reality is that you're going home. You know, most 215s are going home. You'll get the occasional every once in a while. Now, to put it out there, Kermit Davis's team did a hell of a nice job yesterday. And Middle Tennessee is a legit mid-major. They took care of a Big Ten school, a legit Big Ten school in Minnesota. Richard Pitino's team had been there never, at least not under Pitino. And Middle Tennessee took advantage of that. They were actually the more experienced team. And the funny thing is, on the money line in Vegas, Middle Tennessee was the favorite. And a lot of people bet Middle Tennessee. And it was a comfortable win for them. Their athleticism, they matched up size-wise. They got up and down the court, and they were just a little more efficient than Middle Tennessee. And I knew I should have taken that game. I, as Joe said yesterday, I didn't have the stones on that one. But there's some others that I took that paid off, but including Butler, where a lot of people picked Winthrop as the winner in that. They thought that was going to be the big upset. I like Butler, and they took care of their business. But, you know, to bring it full circle, Notre Dame squeaks by. And, you know, look, are they going to go deep in a tournament? I don't think so. But for one day, they got through. And they'll go into their second round matchup. They're there. Princeton isn't. And that's ultimately what it comes down to. Number five, Virginia. And we'll start this one and pick it up on the other side. Eventually took care of their business against UNC Wilmington. UNC Wilmington up by as many as 13 in the first half. And but Princeton up 30-29 at the end of the half. They slowly took the lead. Came out in good shape in the second half, but Wilmington stormed back. And Virginia had the maturity and the ability to ward off a hungry UNC Wilmington team that saw an opportunity there. What impressed me about this game involving Virginia was the fact that there was a moment in time in the first half where this team, where it could have gotten away from them. Tony Bennett calmed them down. The leadership of this team came into play. And when you look at the box score and you look at who got it done for Virginia, it was the names that you expected. It was Thompson. It was Perantes. Shayok off the bench had a monster game. Mariel Shayok. And that's what you need. And when you have that depth and you have that kind of maturity in this tournament, you can make some noise. Now, am I convinced Virginia's going to make noise? No. I have them going out after this round. But with that being said, after a pretty big scare from a pretty darn good basketball team, because UNC Wilmington is a good basketball team. The seniors stepped up. The upperclassmen stepped up. They took control. And they made sure, particularly Perantes, because the ball was in his hand most of the time. They took control of the basketball game and made sure that this one didn't get away. We'll explore it a little more on the other side. But as we go into this break, understand something about Virginia. They were primed for an upset because they can't put the ball in a hoop. They showed you that they can under the right circumstances yesterday. And that's where we'll pick it up on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. I do, Scotty, have to get my viewing of a quiet man in today. You know, the Duke. In Ireland, it's my traditional viewing. I know my brother will be watching it somewhere, and we'll hoist one at that point in time to do a little bit of St. Patrick's Day celebration. But on this happy St. Paddy's Day, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish are happy, and a bunch of other teams are happy as they progress into the second round of the NCAA tournament. And the team we were talking about, University of Virginia, took care of their business against UNC Wilmington 76-71. And, you know, I had a choice here because one of these two teams within this bracket, I was going to pick the upset. I ended up picking East Tennessee State University, who came up short against Florida. And we'll get to that one in a minute. But Virginia, there was opportunity to lose, let's put it that way. And when it comes down to it, they did a nice job. Their senior leadership, Perantes, taking the helm and taking the ball, took care of business. He was going up against another senior in Flemings on the other side for the Seahawks. And you know something? Mariel Shayhawk was just amazing yesterday. Coming off the bench, and again, upper-class leadership. You know, there's UVA is not particularly big in any area. And when they, but with Tony Bennett, they have the opportunity to adjust on the fly. And that's exactly what they do. If they play big, they've got a big man or two that they can put out there and they won't be completely overmatched. But when they have to play small, which is what they did yesterday, they bring in Shayok off the bench. You know, he averages 9 points a game, which on the collegiate level is pretty good, in his 20 minutes. And yesterday, man, did he get it done. And, you know, when you look at it, he was really the difference in the game. He was all over the court. Like I said, their senior leadership, their starters were taking care of business. Excuse me. But Shayok really got it done with 3 boards, just an assist because they needed him to score. But, man, was he scoring. And again, Virginia, one of those teams, they don't go particularly deep off their bench. And they had to rely on their core guys. Make no mistake about it, this was one hell of a basketball game. And Wilmington has nothing to hang their head over. You could see it starting to get away at the end of the first half, but they came back strong in the second half. UVA jumped out, and Wilmington reeled them back in. But as we're fond of talking about, they never quite got over the hump. And that's the problem. You know, with a minute to play, Flemings knocks down the 3-pointers, senior leadership again, makes it a 73-71 game, but they couldn't get over the hump. And like I said, Shayok was just brilliant. He banked in a runner, and it gave them all the room they needed at the end, and they win 76-71. So for those of you, and I'm one of them, that doesn't have a lot of faith in UVA basketball, let's get something clear here. This is the fourth time in a row that they have advanced past the first round. So Virginia basketball is back. And it's not, you know, they complain down there sometimes about the tempo that's played and the fact that Tony Bennett, you know, goes in mud sometimes where the majority of college basketball is run and gun and slam dunks and all that kind of good stuff. And he's got some players on his team that can do that. But what they do on a year-in, year-out basis is win. And they're starting to get the respect. Now, are they a national title contender? Probably not, at least not at this point. But, you know, guys, if you're a UVA fan, let's think back to just 5, 6, 7 years ago, where this team was not in good shape and they had to bring in Bennett, and they had turned into a doormat in the ACC as everyone had gone past them. And Tony Bennett came in and took care of his business. And you should be damn glad that he's there because he's made legitimacy out of Virginia basketball again. They are a legitimate power in the country. Now, are you ever going to regain the Ralph Sampson days and all that kind of good stuff? Probably not. But you never know. Sometimes you'll just get that one recruit that'll put them back into big-time contention. But the thing about Virginia on a year-in, year-out basis, within the ACC, and make no bones about it, the ACC is the conference. They're going to compete, and they're going to compete on a high level. And, you know, be happy for that. If you're a UVA student, you know, like I said, 4 years in a row now, you've gotten into the second round. and you're facing a Florida team that, you know, look, I have UVA going out here, but you're going to be facing a Florida team that you could handle. So don't be all pessimistic and don't be all over your coach for not playing the up-tempo kind of stuff that you want to play. Because, believe me, he's getting it done for you. And we'll get to the Florida game in just a little bit. But Butler taking care of their business against Winthrop. We call it Winthrop here on the show. 76-64 in a pretty easy game. Winthrop came back in the second half and made Butler earn it. But Butler had a commanding lead at halftime. They were up 41-27. Winthrop reeled them back in. Again, never able to get over the top. But, you know, look, Butler's a seasoned team. They're a team that, and, you know, people talk about the Gonzagas of the world and all the teams that we like to now think of as mid-major powers and things along those lines. Well, you know something? Butler gets it done each and every year now. They're there all the time. I mean, this is no fluke this year. They were 24-8. They had a 10.5 point difference on the line, and they exceeded that. This game was never really in doubt. Avery Woodson took care of their business, 18 points, contributions all the way down. And Butler does go pretty deep on the bench. They got 9 points out of Fowler, 9 out of Lewis. They got 10 off the bench from Kilon Martin. And if they get that kind of contribution, that's what they need to really move forward in this tournament. And Xavier Cooks, for the Eagles, he did his job. You know, he's a real good player. But he was a little more of a one-man show in this situation. And, you know, look, that's unfortunately what you deal with sometimes on the collegiate level when you're in a bit of a mismatch. And Winthrop is in a bit of a mismatch in this particular game. And he got a little bit of support. Johnson had 17 points. Perkins had 13. But they got nothing behind that. And the other two starters, one scored a deuce. Okiki scored nothing. And they needed a little bit of something out of him. He got in foul trouble early, and he was a real non-factor. Pickett came off the bench, gave him 5 points, but he also got in foul trouble. And from there in, nothing really happened for Winthrop. And, you know, look, it's Butler looks comfortable all the time. You know, they're battle-tested out of the Big East. Although, you know, everybody still looks at them as a mid-major. They are a Big East team. And they're playing in a place where they played before. They were very comfortable at the Bradley, Marquette's home base. You know, so they play there during the course of the season. And, you know, it's a little bit of a home court advantage for them. So, you know, they're pretty comfortable. If they get another win, they get to their fifth Sweet 16 since 2003. And that ain't nothing to sneeze at. I mean, you know, look, they've got a little bit of a rough road. They play our good friends, East Tennessee State, I believe. I got to look at the matchup here. But, Middle Tennessee, I'm sorry. And, you know, that crew is hardcore athletic. But Butler certainly will not be at a disadvantage in this game. Middle Tennessee State is going to be everybody's darling in this tournament, and rightfully so. You know, they've made their bones, and they certainly are now the best of the mid-majors, along with Wichita State. But, you know, look, if you're looking at an upset special, yeah, okay, that's fair, Middle Tennessee State. But Butler's right there, too, because people are really discounting them. And in this tournament, you can't discount them anymore. They're in it each and every time. And they showed you last night, because like I said, this game was not in doubt at any point in time. And, you know, just from that perspective, in the NCAA tournament, when you can manhandle a team it shows that you're legit and that you can make some noise in this tournament, because it doesn't happen very often. Even the best of teams struggle a little bit. And that was the case with Gonzaga as we move on to their game with South Dakota State, 16-1. You know, look, was the game in doubt? No, not really, because Gonzaga took care of their business in the second half. But South Dakota State had the lead throughout most of the first half. The Zags took control of it at the back end and went into halftime, scoring in the last couple of minutes with a 26-22 lead. But ultimately, they took care of their business. They took care of it comfortably. And that's what you're looking for in this tournament. We'll pick it up right there with more Gonzaga basketball right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black, along with Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss Scott's Days at Ace. It's our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. So before you get to work on your yard, head into Ace now to save on Scott's, Miracle-Gro, Roundup, Ortho, and more. Now through Monday only, stock up and save over $600 on select Scott's products across the store. And as always, the help is free. Spring is here, and that means so are Scott's Days. Only at your local Ace. Offers valid through March 20th at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll count three, and if you're not out of the house by then, I'll loose the dogs on you.
It's a little quiet, man. That's great stuff. That's a great movie. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Scott Cuddy on the West Coast, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878 on this St. Patrick's Day. I'm coming to you live from New York, and no, I'm not at the parade. You could not pay me enough of money. I used to live up in the Upper East Side, Scott, and when I tell you it was a day to avoid the bars, because the parade ended on Fifth Avenue, about three avenues from my apartment, and every bar on the Upper East Side was crawling with people who were just looking to either fight, get laid, or just basically throw up in a corner somewhere, and it was a bad combination all the way around. It was the days I was on a second floor apartment. I wish that I had bars on my windows. That's how bad it was, because people would try to climb the side of the building sometimes. But with that being said, no climbing the buildings for Gonzaga, although it made it a little testy. South Dakota State Jackrabbits, 18-17 overall when it was all said and done, losing by 20. But the score here was a little deceiving. Yeah, Gonzaga took care of their business in the end, and they created a lot of breathing room. But the reality is, South Dakota State hung around for a while. They got good performances out of the players that they hoped they would get stuff out of in Daum and Howell. And look, they're an undermanned team. They don't have the personnel. It's just how it is. But in reality, boy, I'll tell you, you look at the balance of Gonzaga, you look at the fact that they go eight deep, they're a legit number one seed. Now, most people are writing them off, and they're saying they're not going to be able to get it done. But, you know, not so fast. And I got them going to the Final Four for specific reasons. They I think, are a legit basketball team. I also think that, with that being said, there are weaknesses on the basketball team. Probably they're not as athletic as a lot of teams. But, you know, they have inside play. They have outside play. Karnowski is a legit big. You know, he looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy. But let me tell you something. He's relatively mobile. He manages to keep himself out of foul trouble most of the time. It's not a black hole when the ball goes into him. He averages 12.5. He averages 6 boards. He averages 2 assists. He's a legit 7-foot. He's actually 7'1", 300 pounds. I mean, would you like to see him a little more toned up? Yeah, I guess so. But he's pretty efficient on the collegiate level. And, oh, by the way, he's going to play in the NBA. He's not going to be a star, but he's going to play in the NBA, and he's going to give you some depth off the bench. On the collegiate level, he's somebody you got to deal with. And very few teams have any level of size that can deal with him. And everybody else played a darn good basketball game. You know, one that got overlooked a little bit was Jonathan Williams. And he didn't score much yesterday. But he had 14 boards in yesterday's game. And he was cleaning up everything that was left out there. And to me, it was one of the differences in the game, because he was firing off a lot of their offense by outlet passes, making sure they were controlling the boards. Nobody else was close on South Dakota State. And all the guys, all the starters on Gonzaga chipped in, including Nigel Williams-Goss, who had 7 boards on his own. So they were really controlling the glass. And ultimately, that was the difference in this basketball game, because second chances all went to Gonzaga. When South Dakota State's shots weren't falling, Gonzaga was getting the boards. And, you know, you look at it, and that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. You know, they put Williams on Daum for most of the game. And he played defense. They were going to shut somebody down. And that's part of what I like about this Gonzaga team, because there's no selfishness on it. His job yesterday was shutting down Daum. That's all it was. And Daum, you know, he had 17 points, but don't forget, he averaged 25 during a regular season. And he's a legit big man. He may play on the next level. He's 6'9", 245. He's a big dude. And, you know, they got it done. He made, you know, don't forget, Daum makes his free throws. He shoots 44% from 3 and 55% overall. So this is an efficient offensive basketball player. And Williams, you know, he took 8 points out of his pocket. And ultimately, that was a big difference in this basketball game. Like I said, Gonzaga pulled away at the end. It was closer than one might have imagined. But, you know, something, they got their job done. Again, Mark Pugh talked about it in the postgame press conference. It's everybody knows that there's going to be a 116 upset at some point in time. It will happen. I mean, right now I think the score is 139-0 since they started the expanded field. But with that being said, there will be an upset at some point in time. And, man, all these number ones, nobody wants to be that team. Nobody. And, you know, few realized that this was a game for a long time. And when you're in that kind of circumstance, you do not want to be that team that gives it up. And his team ended up pulling away at the end. They did a good job, and they move on to the round two. West Virginia Mountaineers coming in. They had to work for it. They got past Bucknell, 86-80. They had a pretty comfortable lead at halftime and let Bucknell back into it. They were up 42-33 at half. Bucknell outscores West Virginia 47-44 in the second half up at the KeyBank Center in Buffalo. But ultimately, West Virginia hangs on and wins the game, balanced scoring all the way around. And, you know, Bob Huggins, who is never happy, he's the grumpiest man in America, was not happy with their defense, and rightfully so, because they did give up a lot. They turned the ball over a lot. And as he said, well, we weren't very good today. And, you know, Huggies had some issues health-wise. And you hate to see him because he's real emotional on the sidelines. Every possession eats him up and destroys him. And, you know, he's no kid anymore. But he got good contribution off his bench, which was ultimately the difference in this basketball game. With Phillip and West scoring 16 and 15, respectively, and giving big contributions. Tariq Phillip, all four free throws in the final minute, and that ultimately was the difference in the basketball game. You know, last year, don't forget, they went out in the first round, and I'm sure that was in the back of their minds. They lost to Stephen F. Austin, and they were looking at a repeat. And that was certainly not something they wanted to go through. You know, they got as close, the Bison got as close as 36-33. But after that, you know, it only got within 3 points. And again, that's always the issue within these basketball games is, you know, you have to get over the hump. At 8:58, they got it down to 63-60, but they were never able to get it over the hump. And, you know, a lot of credit to Bucknell. They did their job. It was, you know, they did the best they could. No disappointment on the fact that their big players, Brown, Foyland, and McKenzie, got their jobs done. Kimmel McKenzie did a lot of heavy lifting. And, you know, look, this is exactly why you look for your senior leadership. I mean, in his case, he's a sophomore, but the other two are seniors. And, you know, this is where you look for your upper-class leadership to get it done for you. And Bucknell's got a nice future with him on his basketball team. McKenzie's a real deal. You know, he's going to continue to progress, continue to score. He'll get better. He'll more than likely end up being one of those four-year guys. And if that ends up being the case, you know, you get a couple of those upperclassmen to stick around. And you got something going there. They were legit yesterday. That was a fun watch. You know, you're surfing around. You're trying to get as many games as you possibly can. And, you know, look, you can't see them all. But I did manage to see most. And, you know, they were legitimately in this basketball game. And Huggy was getting his agita, and rightfully so. And now they're going to play Notre Dame, and what is an intriguing matchup? Because, like I said, that getting over the hump of losing last year was important for West Virginia. Carrying that number four seed means a lot. And in last year's loss, the Big 12, there was a lot of tarnish on the shield because a lot of their teams went down early. A lot of their teams went down often. And ultimately, at the end, the OU team that was picked by some people to go all the way ended up getting steamrolled by Villanova in what was not even a basketball game. So, you know, for West Virginia to get off to this start, good for them. They took care of their business. And, you know, we'll see how that matchup plays out with Notre Dame. over the weekend. We'll be talking about it on Monday here on The Attack. Florida and East Tennessee University, East Tennessee State University, pardon me, in what was a good game, and my upset call was looking pretty good in the first half and the beginning of the second half, but boy, Florida just opened up some whoop-ass on them in the second half, outscoring them 47-33 to an ultimate 80-65 victory. Is Florida just outclassed them, and I have to give credit where credit is due. They, you know, it looked like it was going to be a matchup problem anyway, but I was banking on the fact that first time in the tournament under the new coach, and, you know, look, there's Devin Robinson is an NBA prospect for Florida, but he's been inconsistent. He didn't play well, particularly well, going down a stretch. I questioned how good he was going to be in this tournament because of his inconsistencies and his inconsistency going down a stretch. He came up big, and you have to give credit where it's due. He had 24.7 boards. He was legit. And he completely outclassed the rest of the East Tennessee State team. And ultimately, that was the difference. He got support from Casey Hill, who got it done as well. You know, I always talk about that senior leadership or upperclassman leadership at the very worst, and Hill got it done for them. And they get their first win under new coach Mike White. So, you know, look, or first appearance under Mike White. And, you know, when you look at it, can they make a run? Yeah, they can, reasonably speaking, but they're going to have to get more out of Kevon Allen. They got some contributions off the bench, but again, that lack of consistency, and that was what I was worried about in this game, which was why I picked the upset. You know, Florida's inconsistency, their best player ultimately is going to be Robinson, but their best player right now is Kevon Allen, and he just disappears in the big moments. And he disappeared again yesterday. But with that being said, if these guys are able to put it together a little bit, they got something going on there. And their matchup against UVA, with Robinson playing well in this game, maybe there's a glimmer of hope for the Gators. Because they drove people nuts the entire season. You know, they ended up being ranked number 20, but it was a soft 20. Believe me when I tell you. And with that being said, we'll pick it up on the other side and we'll wrap it up right there for hour one. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I've been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites.
and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
With the weather changing and plenty of sunshine heading our way, water sports seem to be on everyone's mind. For fun in the sun and water, 101 Surf Sports, located in San Rafael, is your destination. Honored as being the nation's number one stand-up paddleboard shop by the action water sports industry, 101 teaches stand-up paddle paddling, kayaking, windsurfing, kiteboarding, and surfing. Plus, you can rent or buy any equipment you need for your favorite water sport activity. Google 101surfsports.com or call 415-524-8492.
Hi, this is Rick Haro. Join me for Beyond the Scoreboard Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on Sports Byline. We go inside the biggest deals in sports with the biggest names in the industry. In sports news, business, law, marketing, politics, and deal-making right here on Sports Byline. That's Beyond the Scoreboard, only on Sports Byline and SportsByline.com. Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on Sports Byline.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Edgy, veggie. What's the difference? Florida took care of their business. And impressively so. Like I said, I had this as an upset special. And East Tennessee State was not able to get it done. And again, the thing with Florida, the potential is there for this basketball team. I mean, look, White was coach of the year for a reason in the SEC. Well, the biggest reason is there's not many very, very good basketball teams in the SEC. But they've defended their four line. They'll now go up against UVA in what should be a real good basketball game. Contrast of styles. Florida plays good defense as well, but they're just inconsistent. Putting a pea in the ocean. And we'll see how it plays out. I mean, I have VA going out, so if Florida wins, my bracket theoretically is still intact. But with all that being said, I need to see consistency out of this basketball team. And they've got everything. They have some size. They have guys who can score the basketball. They play perimeter defense. They got over the hump in their first tournament game, and rather impressively. You know, again, there were a number of people that I had talked to that had this marked as one of those, hey, we could see this as an upset happening kind of game. But, you know, it didn't play out that way. Florida was impressive. Let's be impressive against Virginia. You might have a little deep run in this Florida basketball team. We know Billy Donovan will be rooting somewhere. And, you know, what better way to root than on St. Patrick's Day? Well, that's it for Hour 1 of the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with Hour 2 and a little bit of a Tampico update at 40 after the hour here on The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea must understand that the only path to a secure, economically prosperous future is to abandon its development of nuclear weapons.
On the second stop of a three-nation tour to Asia, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says in South Korea, U.S. policy towards North Korea is changing, and military action is always on the table.
In the face of North Korea's grave and escalating global threat, it is important for me to consult with our friends and chart a path that secures the peace.
An update on the Republican health care bill as it moves its way through the House from Terry Moore.
The Budget Committee gave the health care measure a thumbs up and passed it to the House Rules Committee. GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan.
We're very pleased with where we are because we are on track and on schedule.
Ryan played down reports of tension with the Trump White House.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-346-8194. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-346-8194. 800-346-8194.
No injuries reported after a massive five-alarm fire engulfs an apartment building under construction in downtown Raleigh, North Carolina. Flames quickly spreading to another high-rise and threatening several other buildings in the area last night, causing evacuations. Those flames are finally out. St. Patrick's Day celebrations and events will be held all across the United States, but folks in New York City are gearing up for the biggest parade in the land. Scott Pringle's there.
I chatted with a group of former Irish military members who flew here to march. They're wearing their green jackets and black berets.
To the police and the hotel staff and everybody else, and especially the 69th Regiment, they've really turned out the red carpet for us. It's been an amazing welcome.
Upwards of 2 million spectators expected for what's the oldest St. Patrick's Day parade in the nation.
The new director of national intelligence says of the community he'll now be in charge of,
it is designed to be the best intelligence agency in the world.
Dan Coats sworn in yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6% year over year. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. In fact, you could take cash out to consolidate debt. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Russia dismissing as murky the case brought up by the U.S. against two Russian security agents and two criminal hackers charged over massive data breaches of Yahoo accounts in 2014. Moscow suggesting it's all an attempt to divert attention from the latest WikiLeaks revelations about CIA spying practices. Daryl Bodnarchuk reports from Moscow.
Russia's foreign ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said the case involving three Russian nationals accused by the United States of hacking into American computer networks was not transparent and seemed odd. Zakharova added Russia had not received any official requests from the United States about the suspects implicated in the hacking case. Earlier, the Kremlin denied any involvement of any Russian officials in any unlawful actions in cyberspace.
Candid photos of Nazi leader Adolf Hitler reading in a deck chair and posing with dogs and children are in an album that just sold at an auction in Britain for $41,000. The identity of the top bidder was not revealed. The album was found in 1945 in the bedroom of Hitler's longtime companion, Eva Braun. And NCAA first-round action continues today. 16 more games. Starting things off, the matchup between 7th-seeded Michigan and 10th-seeded Oklahoma State. Yesterday, Northwestern won its first NCAA tourney game in school history, beating 9th-seeded Vanderbilt 68-66. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply and promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
All right, Ezekiel Elliott bringing us back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano's off today. Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast making sure it stays on the air on this wonderful, wonderful St. Patrick's Day. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 as we welcome you back to Hour 2 of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day at Bob Black 71. At Sports Byline USA. And if you want to annoy Joe on his day off, at Joe Spano 56. And we got plenty to talk about in Hour 2. It's all going to be college basketball. And we'll get to the change at Indiana at a certain point in time as Tom Crane is gone. But it's going to be all about the scores and the games. And we'll preview some stuff that's going into tonight's basketball games and today's basketball games as we have a full slate here on the March Madness schedule. But in today's day and age, we always like to talk about radio on the go, various different ways, various different platforms you can use to get this show and all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, our award-winning website, AVN Award, I believe it was. And you click on the Listen Live button. I'd have to ask Jerry about that. And there we are. But you can see all the various different interviews that are done, not only on this show, but all the shows here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Click on it. Listen to it if you missed something. Maybe a show you didn't have a chance to grab and get on your personal device. Boom, there you are. And if you're listening on your personal devices, if you're on your way to work or maybe you're at the gym or something along those lines, all the options are there. TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeart, all of them have the live capacity. All of them have the archive capacity. You want to talk about Jones and I, our picks, see whether or not you know they lived up to snuff? Well, it's right there for you. If you want to click live, it's right there for you as well. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. And, you know, these guys and girls, they protect our assets overseas, domestically, the whole nine yards. Joe and I are privileged to do what we do here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. These guys and girls make sure that we have the safety to do it in. And we greatly appreciate it. We'll pick it up and set the table for you for Hour 2 on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than
than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got your, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
See what I mean, bro? There's no crying in baseball. I am completely convinced Tom Hanks stole that from Roddy Piper. I really am. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe's off today. Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's wall-to-wall basketball here, as well it should be. Great basketball games last night. And on the back end, hopefully, if we have enough time, we'll get into some of the comings and goings, because Tom Crane out at Indiana. And we'll discuss that a little bit, and realistic or unrealistic expectations going forward. But the tournament is the name of the game right now. And like I said, as we went into the last segment of the last hour, Florida taking care of their business, creating a matchup with our friends at the University of Virginia. And, you know, look, an intriguing matchup in a number of ways. Big-time programs, but programs that have kind of been dismissed a little bit by people, and we'll see how it plays out. Middle Tennessee State. Joe, I give you credit where credit is due, and I always do. 81-72 over Minnesota. Richard Pitino's team goes out. Maybe if Rick was coaching the team, they would have had something going, but they didn't. And, you know, look, Kermit Davis took care of business with his boys, and they controlled this game from top to tail. Really good job. There's no getting around it. It was the first big upset of the tournament. They took down another Big Ten team. The Blue Raiders took care of their business. Minnesota was physical. Minnesota was all about their defense. But, oh, by the way, you forgot to not being able to put the ball in the hoop. And, you know, last year they went up against Michigan State and took care of their business. And, you know, look, Kermit Davis has this team ready to go. And they're not intimidated by the stage. They're going to go on and face Butler. They've got 31 wins in this season. I don't care what conference you're playing in. You get to the 30-win mark, you're a legitimate basketball team against anybody. And you're a legitimate threat against anybody. And ultimately, that's what it came down to. Their big three players took care of their business. Upshore, Giddy Potts, Williams, with 13. Minnesota didn't play bad. Their starters did what they needed to do, and they even got some bench help with Curry. But the Blue Raiders were too athletic. They were too physical. They were up and down. They hit the boards, and they hit them hard. And, I mean, you can't deny what the Blue Raiders did. And to break it down even a little bit further, I mean, you look at total rebounds, they took care of their business. Assists, they moved the basketball around. it you know, turnovers. You know, they kept it to a minimum, and they were turning over Mason the whole game. They took care of their business, and that was what was impressive. I mean, controlling the boards for the most part against a big physical Minnesota team. What do we got here? 12, 24, 34, 44. Nope, 11, 17, 20, 23, 29, 31, 34 boards. And it wasn't even close. 12, 22, yep, wasn't even close. Blue Raiders took care of their business on the glass. And that was one of the big differences in the basketball game. Look, when you have a team that has been tested before, Middle Tennessee has been tested before. Like I said, there was no fluke that this was one of the games in Vegas where the so-called underdog, and they actually went in as a favorite in Middle Tennessee. All the money was going on them. And they won handily. I mean, you have to give credit where it was due against another Big Ten team. It's got to be frustrating for these big conference teams. You know, and I liked Kermit Davis's attitude at the end because, you know, in these press conferences, it's also always supposed to be about we're happy to be there, you know, and they were a great team and blah, 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 blah. Look, we get all that. But in reality, and I like this, he said, look, we don't believe in moral victories. You know, what it is, and he gave credit. He said, but he was asked if it was an upset. And he said, no, I don't think so. We have respect for Minnesota, but our record speaks for itself, and we've done it all year long. And he's completely right about that. He has done it all year long. Their team has done it all year long. And don't kid yourself. They've got some real size on this team. I mean, I still think Butler's going to win, but I wouldn't be surprised if Middle Tennessee makes a run. It's they've got a little bit of everything. They got some size, they've got speed, they're athletic, they play defense. You know, again, Walters off the bench. Brandon Walters, you know, he's a junior. He's coming off the bench, but he's legit. He's 6'10", 262 pounds. That's a load to move out of the middle. You know, that's not a fluke. That's the real deal. They're starters as well. I mean, you know, Upshaw's a legitimate scorer. He averaged 15 points. He scored 19 yesterday, but again, 6'8", 228. You know, usually with these smaller conference teams, they don't have any size. And ultimately, that's what does them in. Well, that's not the case here with Middle Tennessee. You know, they're a legit basketball team from that aspect of it. They've got some size. They've got upper-class leadership. Juniors and seniors. You know, Giddy Potts is a legit guy. A little more shoot first than pass first. But he scored what he was supposed to do. And, you know, when you look at teams like that, they are legitimate threats. Now, look, do I see them winning the national championship? Of course not. But if they beat Butler, could I even see them making it to the eight? Yeah, I could. You know, again, another guy with size, Ja'Cory Williams. 6'8", 220. On the collegiate level, these are big men. And they're athletic. And he's a senior. 17 points a game. This is legit stuff. Joe was right to pick the upset. I should have had the Stones. I thought Minnesota was going to make their presence felt in the first round just because of the fact getting there they wanted to establish, but no. And again, controlled by Middle Tennessee State all the way. You know, there was never a moment in the basketball game where you said to yourself, oh, here comes Minnesota. They had a couple little mini runs, but nothing to write home about. Vanderbilt and Northwestern, boy. Vanderbilt should have won the basketball game. Unfortunately, in almost every tournament, there's a moment where it happens, where a brain freeze comes in and one of these players just makes the wrong decision at the wrong time. It happened to Matthew Fisher Davis, and he grabbed Brian McIntosh thinking that Vanderbilt was down and they needed the foul, and they were actually up by a point. They were up 66-65. And with 15 seconds left, McIntosh went to the free throw line for Northwestern. He had scored 23 in the game at that point anyway, made his free throws, and put the lights out on the Commodores as Northwestern, in their first ever NCAA appearance, goes to the second round with a 68-66 victory over the Vanderbilt Commodores. You just feel so bad for the kid. And that's where the conversation has to start. We'll get to the game on the other side. But, you know, he was looking at his coach. His coach was waving to get back. He didn't know what the score was. And as he called it, he said it was just a dumbass foul. And as we get up against the break, you know, it's one of those where you just feel bad for the kid. And ultimately, it's something he's going to live with forever. But in reality, Scotty, it's something that, you know, look, it's he'll survive. You just feel bad for the kid. It's a bad situation, and you know, cost his team the game. But there are a lot of plays in the game that cost the team his game, and I hope his coach told him that. We'll pick it up right there on the other side.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
He certainly does. Welcome back to the Attack. we all say things that we regret. That certainly fell into the category. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto off today. Joe off today. Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air, which ain't always the easiest of tasks. But he just gave me a heads up, Scotty did, that Dickie V is going to be on the replay of Rick Tittle's show. So that's always nice, particularly during tournament time, and a very nice thing on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. At Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're talking tournament, as well we should, because when that first round comes through, that's the name of the game. It's the time of year. It's fun. People that don't know the first thing about basketball, and sometimes we fall into that category. It's all about just making sure that your bracket stays intact. I love the different ways people go about checking it out. all right, let me pick. I'll get my pet chicken to pick it out. Maybe not the best method, but for some it works, for some it doesn't. And, look, we were talking Vanderbilt Northwestern. Horrible for that kid. Matthew Fisher Davis, he did a nice job coming off the bench yesterday. He had a brilliant game that kept Vanderbilt in it in many ways because their starters, although they were okay, did not perform up to level. And he fouled the one guy you didn't want to foul, McIntosh. And, Bryant McIntosh makes his free throws. And it just the look on the face, and you felt bad. He's going to catch it on campus. He's going to catch it in the locker room. And, his players will be supportive. The coach will be supportive. But, you get the looks out of the corner of your eye. How could you not be paying attention and all that? But, his teammates gathered around him. And just a horrible thing. Just a horrible thing. And he thought that they were down one. And horrible. It's a bad situation. It unfortunately, we saw it with guys like Chris Webber. It didn't take anything away from the game. The game itself was terrific. Northwestern and Vanderbilt battled hammer and tong, but it looked like Northwestern was going to win the game. They were going to have to make a three at the end to make it happen, and unable to do it. Northwestern did a nice job, 34-27 halftime lead. And held on somehow at the end to win the basketball game. So they advance. And considering, Northwestern, of all the Division I teams, now think about this. For the length of the tournament, as long as this tournament has been going on, they're the last basketball team to get into the tournament out of the majors. Everybody else on the D1 level has been in the tournament at one point in time. Major conferences. Pretty cool that they finally got in. Pretty cool that they got a win. Maryland and Xavier. Xavier taking care of their business. Like I said, I wasn't impressed with Maryland going in. Xavier did a nice job taking care of it, because they really, Maryland was leading at halftime, but you got the sense that it was an unsafe lead. Xavier was doing some things. They just weren't making their shots. And Trevon blew it, didn't blow it. And again, he's one of those guys that, you know, you look at the shooter's mentality, and we often compare it to a bullpen guy's mentality, a closer's mentality. He just, if he misses the shot, he's going to take another one. And that's what they count on that basketball team. And, you know, look, it that's what you need. You need an unconscious guy. He's an upperclassman. You know, he's not a great shooter, but he's a repetitive shooter. Now he shoots 43%, which is okay. It's not great, but it's okay. And for a guard, it's, you know, better than okay. But he rebounds, he dishes, and he's a legit player. And again, it's, you know, we've talked about it over the years. Kids who are in the tournament who run away from shots, you know, like a guy like Bobby Portis when he was in there. Simmons, for that matter, with LSU. You know, he was another one. Ran away from the basketball when it mattered. Trevon Blewett doesn't do that. He'll give me the ball. I'll shoot. And the thing was, you know, 3 points in the first half, he makes 6 of 7 during the final 20 minutes, and they take the ball game away. Fun. Xavier's a good team. Like I said, been there before, battle-tested because of their conference, and that is where a lot of those 13 losses come into play. You know, it you're talking about a team that goes through a lot of really good basketball teams. I know the Big East wasn't what it once was, but it's still a damn solid basketball conference. And they are battle tested. Villanova, no, they weren't the 16 upset. Took care of their business, finally, against Mount St. Mary's. Pulled away at the end of the second half and then really put it on. End of the first half, excuse me, and then really put it on in the second half, 46-27 in the second half. And, you know, again, they were sluggish to start out with, which is not uncommon. And, you know, again, it they certainly weren't going to be a victim. They were only up by a point at halftime. But there's a lot of upperclassmen leadership on this team. And it came into play in the second half. I mean, Brunson did his job. Bridges is just there. I mean, you saw how clutch he was last year. And, of course, Hart. You know, DiVincenzo off the bench. He was big time. And, you know, you talk about a difference in the basketball game. For a guy who's 6'5", he sure as hell gets to the boards. And that was, you know, yesterday, 21 points, 13 boards. He just dominated. Everything that was loose, he grabbed. And if Mount St. Mary's was going to be in the game, that's what needed to happen for them. Grab everything that was loose. It happened in the first half. It didn't happen in the second half. And Villanova took care of their business going away. And rightfully so, 20-point victory. Fourth time, I think, they've done it in their last four appearances. Purdue, 80-70 over Vermont. It was a tough game, 37-36 at halftime. Purdue slowly pulled away. They have size. I mean, there's nothing to really argue about. They have size, and it's going to be difficult to deal with. I mean, Caleb Swanigan was a beast yesterday, 16 points, 14 boards. Vince Edwards, not the actor, look it up. 21 points in the second half, 15 or 21 in the second. You know, they're a legit team out of a legit conference. And no matter who they go up against, Nevada or Iowa State, it's going to be a monumental achievement. It's Purdue can go deep. They're not the most athletic team, but they can go deep. And Vermont was hot. They hadn't lost a game in 2017. And we're talking, we're in March. They're 29-6, or were 29-6. 21 games in a row. So, you know, there was some danger there. Anthony Lamb did his job, 20 points, 9 boards. But they're just not, man for man, they're just not big enough to take care of it. And Purdue took care of it. Again, competitive game score is a little bit deceiving, but Purdue pulled away at the end, as they should have, by the way, and won pretty comfortably by 10 points at the final score. St. Mary's against VCU. I was surprised by this game, I have to say, even though St. Mary's was the higher seed. I actually thought VCU was ready to do this. Warrant. St. Mary's really played a hell of a basketball game. And I guess that four-line seed is legit. 85-77. It was pretty convincing. 46-31. And then they kind of cruised. I mean, VCU came back into it. And they pushed their way back into it. But Randy Bennett's squad was ready for this. And the way they came out, I'm sure he would have liked to have seen them actually put it away at the beginning of the second half. But VCU is a darn good basketball team. But I'll tell you, he did a good job. Jock Landale, 18 points, 13 boards. And defended their region. They didn't have to travel all that far. VCU did. And they took care of their business. St. Mary's could end up making a little bit of noise in this tournament. They just might. They got some size as well. We'll pick it up right there after the Tampico update, right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss Scott's Days at Ace. It's our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. So before you get to work on your yard, head into Ace now to save on Scott's, Miracle-Gro, Roundup, Ortho, and more. Now through Monday only, stock up and save over $600 on select Scott's products across the store. And as always, the help is free. Spring is here, and that means so are Scott's Days. Only at your local Ace. Offers valid through March 20th at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hey, mister. Will you just take a fellow American to a meal?
Such impudence never came my way.
Early this afternoon, I gave you money. While I was having my shoes polished, I gave you more money. Now you put the bite on me again.
Do me a favor, will you? Go occasionally to somebody else. It's beginning to get tiresome.
Oh, excuse me, mister. I never knowed it was you. I never looked at your face. I just looked at your hands and the money you gave me. Beg pardon, mister. I promise I'll never put the bite on you again.
This is the very last you get from me. Just to make sure you don't forget your promise, here's another peso.
Thanks, mister. Thanks.
But from now on, you have to make your way through life without my assistance.
I think that was actually Donald Trump talking to Rachel Maddow. the Tampico update brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel. The Weather Channel, it'll save your ass. Currently, 70 degrees and foggy in Tampico, Mexico. They got a high of 80, a low of 67. And, you know, not too bad in Tampico, Mexico, because it is the coolest city ever. Tampico, Illinois, well, not so good. 37 currently. It is cold, man. Colder than the witches, you know what. If they're having a parade out there, you best have some fur around your sorry asses. It's going to be 53 for a high, 32 for a low. A little bit of rain. So it's going to be rain, damp, danky, nasty in Tampico, Illinois. No longer, at least on Monday, because that's the first day of spring and it happens to be my birthday, no longer the coldest city ever.
Yeah.
Talk to the hand.
Yeah. Got to get your foghorn in. Foghorn Leghorn. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Still the telephone number of the attack. It's always good when Scott's back. We get a little Tampico update in there.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we kind of let slide away over the years, but, you know, it is what it is. As I said, St. Mary's taking care of their business out west over VCU. And, you know, look, St. Mary's is a legit team. So is VCU. St. Mary's just came out on top on this one. And good matchup all the way around. They took care of their business. And VCU did not. And VCU is packing it up and heading on home. We've got, what's our next game here? Oh, Florida Gulf Coast. And this game was everything that people thought it was going to be. It was competitive throughout. Gulf Coast just a little bit undermanned. Joe and I both had the upset going on here because we are not big believers in Leonard Hamilton. But Dwayne Bacon saved his bacon with 25 points, and Jonathan Isaac added 17 and 10. And they held off Florida Gulf Coast 86-80 in the first round on Thursday night. And it's for the Seminoles' first appearance since 2012. Look, Leonard Hamilton can flat-out recruit. He just can't coach. And it will come to bite them in the hind end. Athletic play, great athletes on the floor. Gulf Coast did not disappoint. Brandon Goodwin, 28 points. Zach Johnson, 17 points. They both like to go to the boards. They both rebound. It was physical. The refs let them play. Unfortunately, what happened for Gulf Coast is when you're dealing with 2 7-footers, and that's what Florida State has, they got 2 7-footers, Michael Ojo and Christ Omadaje. Well, Omadaje's off the bench for a reason. He's not really an evolved player, and neither is Ojo for that matter. But what they do is protect the rim. And you're talking, in the case of Ojo, 7 foot, 301. In the other kid, 7'4". You know, these are big boys. And, I mean, 7'4", 233, he's real thin, but, again, protecting the rim. And, you know, it was just a little too much, and that's what ended up happening. When they were driving a dunk, these guys weren't afraid to go up there and take the hit. And I will give Leonard Hamilton credit in this particular instance. It was smart of him to realize he had 10 fouls to give. So go ahead and give them. You want to go to the bucket? Go ahead. We're going to get physical on you. And that's exactly what happened. Florida State moves on. I don't think they'll move on any further, but they move on. Wisconsin, 84-74 of Avad Tech. Relatively comfortably. I was a little surprised on the comfort zone, but you know something? Wisconsin did what they wanted to do. They played physical. They shot their threes. and they took care of their business. I was actually pretty impressed by Wisconsin. And, you know, this is removed from Bo Ryan now a number of years. And they're seeded eighth in this tournament, so they really didn't get much respect coming in. And, you know, look, they're going to face Villanova. I give them a puncher's chance. They certainly have more size. And they have senior leadership. I mean, ultimately, that's going to come into play as well. It's going to be an intriguing matchup. I don't think they're as athletic as Villanova. But, you know, when you look at their ability to hit the boards, they might be a little better than Villanova. Their defense is every bit as good. In Nigel Hayes, they have the size, 6'8", 240. I mean, he's legit. And I'm intrigued now by this matchup. I picked Va Tech, I have to admit. I thought they were going to outquick the Badgers. But with that being said, it Wisconsin acquitted themselves quite well. And I'm looking forward to this matchup. I really am. I think they got something special going on there. We'll see how it plays out. Last two games before we get to a little college basketball news. Iowa State taking care of their business against Nevada, 84-73, as I thought they would. Iowa State's a good athletic basketball team. They fly a little bit under the radar. They create bad matchups for some teams. They're not the biggest team physically, but they are fast. And I mean fast. Up and down the court. They play pressure defense. They get it done. And it taking care of business against Nevada. I went back and forth on it a little bit, but ultimately you had to go with Iowa State. But their next matchup is going to be intriguing in itself because, again, Iowa State does not have a ton of size. But they are athletic. They have a very unique player in Deontay Burton, who is 6'5", 250. That's Charles Barkley light, if you could say that a guy 6'5", 250 is actually light. But, you know, they create interesting matchups. They can be physical at times. They're fast up and down the court. And they took care of their business against Nevada. And Nevada's a good team. They're not a great team, but they're a good team. And it was pretty comfortable. They kept it in hand. 40-27 at halftime and then kind of cruised. Nevada outscored them in the second half, but they never really made a run. And then Arizona against North Dakota. Arizona's a really, really good basketball team. If they end up winning the national title, don't be surprised. Lauri Markkanen, they're going to start talking about him, and they're going to make all the comparisons to Dirk. And believe me, he ain't Dirk. You know, he's white and tall. He's not Dirk. He's got skills, but he also disappears at points during a game. But what he is he's a legit 6'10". They list him at 7 foot, but he's not. He's 6'10". Who's growing into his body. He's a freshman. And the freshman aspect will probably rear its head at a certain point in time. But he's a good player. He's got a big skill set. Passes the ball. He scores. He rebounds. You know, again, he's a freshman growing into his body. He's not as physical as you would like him to be. But there's enough balance on that basketball team between Trier and Elkins, to get it done. And I think that's what gets overlooked on this Arizona team is that they're balanced. And they face a damn good St. Mary's team in the second round. I'm real intrigued by this matchup. And considering I have Arizona going to the Final Four, I hope they win. But, you know, look, they're good and they're legit good. Sean Miller can coach. And size is just, the size comes into play with Arizona. We'll see whether or not it comes into play with St. Mary's. going forward. As a matter of fact, that West bracket's going to be pretty interesting going from here in. Yeah, that's the rundown on the first round games from yesterday. Again, the one big upset, if you want to consider it that, with Minnesota going out, but the gamblers didn't think it was an upset, neither did Joe, and I shouldn't have. I just missed the boat on that one. But everybody pretty much stuck to chalk, and not so bad, you know? This is tournament time. There'll be some really fun games today as well, kicking off at noon. And all the way around, this will be good stuff. Indiana makes a change. And in the last couple of minutes here, that's what we'll be talking about. Tom Crane out. And, you know, Kwanzo Martin going to Missouri, but Tom Crane out after 9 seasons. And an overall record of 166 and 135, 4 tournament appearances in his 9 seasons. And I got to be honest, it's not enough. I mean, when you look at the tradition of Indiana basketball, it's just not enough. And they do have a right to be spoiled out there. You know, when they put Kelvin Sampson in there, his ability to cheat goes beyond the pale. They got him out of there. They cleaned it up. They brought in Tom Crane. There's never been a hint of scandal with him. And you have to give it credit from there. You know, it's he cleaned it up. He's the only guy to win multiple outright conference championships in the last 9 years. But with the injuries that they had this year, they're under 500 in the conference. They go to the NITs. They're out in the first round of the NITs. And that was kind of the last straw. I mean, they weren't going to make the tournament being sub 500. They've had issues. They're not recruiting the state as well. You know, but if you look overall, 3 of the last 5 Sweet 16s they were in, it's a much more balanced palette now in the NCAAs than it used to be. It's tough, you know, and powerhouses like Indiana. We talk about it all the time here. Realistic expectations. They are not unrealistic expectations at Indiana. It's Indiana is basketball. And with the history there with Bobby Knight and their ability to win and their ability to have Mr. Indiana go to the school rather than be recruited out of state, the top players, and then the appeal of recruiting from out of state themselves, and that's where Crane was getting most of his recruits, to bring them to a big-time Indiana program. Well, that was being diminished. And, you know, it's unfortunate. Like I said, Crane's a good man. But the list of guys that are out there now is pretty exclusive, and they're throwing some names out of there that are completely unrealistic. And on the other side, I'll get to those. But, you know, Indiana deserves first-rate basketball, and they're being eclipsed within their own conference, and that's just unacceptable. It's unacceptable for Indiana fans. It's unacceptable for Indiana basketball. We'll finish it up right there on the other side. I'll talk about some of the candidates and whether or not it's a legit candidacy or not. I'm Bob Black, Scott Cuddy on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
This advertisement is neither an offer to lend nor a commitment to funding. Penn Funding is a marketing and information firm for businesses.
We needed cash, fast. Business is good, but this is an emergency.
We needed some new equipment. The banks wouldn't help us.
Need cash for your business? Call Penn Funding. We help small business stay in business. If you're in business 6 months with $10,000 per month in sales, you probably qualify. Call Penn Funding now. Call 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055.
866-4055.
I called Penn Funding and had my money fast.
Penn Funding helped me stay in business.
Penn Funding helped us grow.
Penn Funding can save your business. We can help you grow your business. Make the call now. If you need cash for your business, call Penn Funding. We help small business stay in business. Need cash for your business? Call 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Want some beans? Go to some matter up country tomorrow. You better have some beans.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Well, Tom Crane won't be searching for beans. He's got a $4 million buyout, but he's no longer the coach of the Indiana Hoosiers. And the usual suspects are being named. And you know, I always love when they do these. Sources told CBS Sports. Bunch of it's crap. You know, you're not getting Brad Stevens. You know, you're not getting Steve Alford. And why would you want – I mean, Steve Alford going to Indiana, I understand he could go home. I get all that. He's got the Ball family coming for the next, you know, 5 years, 6 years. He's in real good shape to win a lot there. So could it happen? I guess theoretically, yeah. Tony Bennett ain't going anywhere. Like I said, Brad Stevens is not leaving the NBA. Scott Drew, yeah, I guess that's a possibility, but he's got a pretty good thing going on there at Baylor. He really does. And he's in no jeopardy of going anything because, you know, his program is clean. Archie Miller, maybe it's time he makes the jump. I think the most logical candidate is Greg Marshall. Wichita State's been dominant for a long time now. He gets the job done. And he's made it very plain. He's not going to take the jump until it's a situation he's comfortable with. I would imagine with the new facilities and the refurb of the arena, Greg Marshall would be very comfortable at the University of Indiana. Well, that's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. NCAA is always fun. Tournament is always fun. Madness is always fun. And Scott Cuddy is always fun. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye now.